Heights, AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 9, and then at 9:05, another edition of the Ask the First Selectman Show. Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo takes your calls at 203-661-5051. WGCH News Center time is 8:51. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, and Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me on the line. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What are some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Okay, well, we started with a pre-application. If you recall from my previous times on the show, that is a non-binding discussion with the commission. In this instance, it was about the office building at 53 Forest Avenue. That's where the Greenwich Gables is located. And there is an office building that some may know about in the back. And it's an interesting property in that it is being condominiumized, meaning that the housing is on one side and the office is on a different side. So it's one zoning lot, but it has different ownership. So it's an interesting configuration. And what they want to do is move the shared driveway, which is currently for both of those two uses, and they want to create a new driveway for just the office so they would have their own distinct entrance. The problem with that is it puts the zoning for the office side out of compliance because we no longer have that section of the regulations in place that allowed them to condominiumize the property in the first place. So the question for the commission, this is a very technical one for those interested this early in the morning, but the technical question was should they go for a variance for the lot coverage or should they come back and have the commission do it under the zoning regulations? So there wasn't a clear answer, but there were many more questions that were asked about tree loss and additional parking and reconfigurations and that kind of thing. So I think the applicant understands the concerns and questions of the commission and will come back at a future date once they've looked into some of those issues a little bit more.
Sure.
Then we moved to right around the corner from there for what we were being calling the Sound Beach Avenue Bridge. This is, if you recall, the commission just made a loop around the Binney Park. They made it a scenic road designation, and as such, because there is a change proposed to that roadway of the scenic road, which is this bridge replacement project, it has to come into the Planning and Zoning Commission so that they can make recommendations to the Commissioner of Public Works. And it was a good conversation. There is another technical conversation, this time more about hydrology and engineering. So the issue is that the roadway has to be raised so that they can bring some of the bridge into compliance and also get it as much out of the flood area as they can. And they would like to go more, actually, but they're making it as low as they can so that we can balance out the aesthetics of the area. So that was left open mostly because the public and the commission would like to have better renderings of what it's going to look like, some questions about making slight changes here and there, and also some technical engineering questions that came up and the desire to wait for the Conservation Commission, who are also meeting last night, so we wanted to hear what they had to say before that got moved forward. The Civic Center was postponed, and that would be held on the November 17th meeting. So then that led us to the coastal buffer zoning regulation change. That was approved. As you probably know, we've had this on for three meetings now. And that was resolved last night, so now that's a requirement in coastal areas that a vegetative buffer be added. One of these like sort of hilarious things came up next. It's not funny, but it's about timing and life is everything. And that is the outdoor dining. We've been operating with this temporary outdoor dining, allowing people on sidewalks and that kind of thing because the governor has issued executive orders that allows us to go outside of zoning in order to allow that. And that actually expired on November 12th, and there is a strong desire on behalf of the community to maintain that going into the winter months. So without an executive order, we had to do something in our zoning regulations to allow that to go forward, which, frankly, in my opinion, is not ideal. And the funny part of it was, as the commission opened this, one of the commission members found an email that said that the executive orders had just been released, making it moot to go forward with our zoning regulation change. So good news is outdoor dining is extended the way we know it through to February. So get your jackets out, I guess. And we don't have to do it through our zoning regulations. So that was actually withdrawn.
Okay.
Then there was a house over on the 4th Ward in Division Street in Central Greenwich that was historic overlay. That was approved. Then there was an expansion of the Bella Nona restaurant heading west, and that was approved. And that rounded out the evening.
Okay. Why was the Civic Center delayed?
Oh, that they had some questions that the commission had asked them. They had been to the Wetlands Agency, and there were some engineering updates that we needed. So nothing more than just it was getting a little too tight in terms of getting the revisions in. So we do expect there to be an interesting and longer presentation for the Civic Center than there was last time, because the commission has asked them to go over the survey results that they had done several months back and to explain why the decisions were made to come in with the facilities that they are proposing. Other things that had come up was whether or not there is a way to reroute Harding Road such that there was not a road that separates the Civic Center from the parking area, just for safety reasons. The DPW has explained just offline that that's really not feasible because of all the drainage that's under the road, the tree loss that would happen, and you can't just cul-de-sac Harding Road, of course, because of all the issues that would occur rerouting traffic outside of that route. So we're expecting them to address all of that at the next meeting, too.
Which is the 17th, and what else will be on the agenda besides the Civic Center?
We have the projects over on the western side of town, the moderate-income dwelling units at 581 and 585 West Putnam Avenue. Those will be back through. We also have a couple of subdivisions. There's one at 20 Cognewog Road. And the Department of Public Works is also coming in for municipal improvement for the intersection of Greenwich Avenue and Elm Street. They want to make some improvements there. And then 2 Vista Drive, which has been postponed repeatedly on our agendas as we are waiting, or they've requested the postponement because there's talks between the property owner and their neighbors to resolve whatever issues they have. So I think we'll be hearing that one on the 17th. At least it's scheduled for that at the moment.
Fantastic. Katie, as always, great job. Thanks very much. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. It's going to be perfect out. I can't wait.
Get some yard work done.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. That's Katie DeLuke, Director of Planning and Zoning. Thanks to her for a recap of